Britain's royal family have been trying to distance themselves from the scandal-ridden Prince Andrew as more and more details emerge about his links with the disgraced paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The BBC has obtained a full copy of Nobody's Girl, that was written by the late Virginia Giuffre, who'd accused Epstein and the Prince of abusing her in her teens. The book is going to be published tomorrow, and it's certain to provoke further scrutiny. Richard Williams, royal commentator, has been telling me why he thinks there is more trouble ahead for the Prince and the royals.
It's most certainly getting worse. It is a massive scandal. Firstly, his fateful friendship with the deceased paedophile, Jeffrey Epstein, aspects of that in recent emails that have been released, I would emphasise that a tremendous amount still remains unknown, because in the United States, where the Epstein files are under dispute, only some 1% apparently have been released. So one of the problems the palace has in dealing with this is that they don't necessarily know what is coming, and emails have been selectively leaked to certain newspapers. Having said that, I do think that aspects of this are extremely serious, because firstly, tomorrow, Nobody's Girl, which is the posthumous memoir of Virginia Giuffre, who claimed that Andrew sexually assaulted her on three occasions. He denies this and has never been found guilty of anything, but the memoir is published from extracts already leaked. It is going to make very, very grim reading. And the other aspects of this involve Sarah Ferguson, Andrew's ex-wife, who nonetheless still cohabits with him, and also his undesirable friendship with an alleged Chinese spy. It's an extraordinary business. The police are investigating claims that he asked his security officer to investigate Virginia Giuffre, and in point of fact, had details about her which he should not have had, his security number. So it's a complete mess.
And in terms of Buckingham Palace and King Charles, and indeed his heir, Prince William, what are the tensions there? Because Prince Andrew has already had to step back, as I was saying. He's most recently had to renounce say he won't be using his title of the Duke of York. But could his isolation increase even further?
Well, this is, of course, the argument. The king, quite some time ago, stopped Andrew's allowance and also security allowance, and also Buckingham Palace no longer acts for him. The problem, of course, of that is that, therefore, you can't necessarily influence the king. This was announced actually by Andrew through the palace, but it was perfectly obvious he'd been pressurized by King Charles, and Prince William is known to be in favour of ensuring that when he becomes king, Andrew would not appear on royal occasions other than possibly those in a church, and not appear at his coronation and so forth. But essentially, it's very difficult for the royal family. They don't know what's coming next. And also, this has been a running scandal and a running sore for years. The friendship with Epstein cost Andrew his post as special representative for British trade, but there are allegations that he used it, along with Sarah Ferguson, to benefit himself. And that is, of course, a very controversial area too.
The questions are mounting, as you've outlined there, not just for Prince Andrew, but also for Sarah Ferguson. Unlikely that we'll see any major Newsnight interview, though, soon, to clarify it all.
That Newsnight interview in 2019 was supposedly clarification. It was a disaster of Krakatoan proportions, to the extent where it's almost impossible to know that the words in the lexicon that can describe it. What he stated, though, there in it, was that in 2010, when he visited Epstein in New York, but nonetheless, it has been subsequently proved he was in touch with Epstein. Indeed, he talks about playing some more, whatever that might mean, and also seeing the problems they face through together in an email some 3 months after. More emails may well follow. More embarrassment seems to me bound to follow.
And that was Richard Fitzwilliams, royal commentator.